Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. This is the final episode in our discussion on mankind and man's sinful nature, his rebellion against God, the fall of man. This is the final one. And today, like I said, last week's episode was actually super short. It was just a brief overview of what sin nature is in preparation for this episode. We are going to be applying those principles and that knowledge about man's sinful state more adeptly to the cultural issues that we face today. And I hope that this will give a better foundation for why we at Self-Evident do what we do, why we have the episodes that we have, why we have the topics that we have, that we are not just addressing abortion and transgender ideology and school choice and all of these things. We're not just addressing these issues just because everyone else is addressing these issues. We're actually addressing these issues because these are Bible issues. These are theological issues. These are spiritual issues. And only Jesus, only Christ, only God's word has the answers. And what we have seen is that many conservative cultural commentators like to take the position of arguing from science or from a position of moral neutrality and common sense when it comes to talking about these very real issues like transgenderism, like abortion. And yet what we at Self-Evident are continually convicted of and continually affirmed in is that you cannot have a legitimate argument against any of these evil things in society that we are facing if you do not argue from a position of moral or higher authority. And our authority is ultimately in God's word. So last week, like I said, we briefly looked at sin nature, that mankind, because of the fall of Adam, is born into sin. Psalm 51:5, David says that in sin did his mother conceive him. From the moment of conception, we are born, we are developed, as it were. Sin is part of our nature. It's not just something that we do, it's something that we are. We're not sinners because we sin because we are sinners, that famous adage. Charles Spurgeon, I referenced in the last episode, that sin mars every aspect of our existence. And if you don't think that's true, that's because you're deceived. And so man is in natural rebellion or opposition to authority, specifically the authority of God. And when we look at the cultural issues that we are facing in our society today as we speak, the biggest issues that I think of are abortion and transgenderism. And I just want to go through these issues and only these two issues. I can go through a lot, but for the sake of time and conciseness and clarity, I just want to give super clear direction on the positions of these from a higher authority argument, specifically because our platform and the social media content that we produce focuses so heavily on these issues. And we've gotten so many comments in different reels that we've done, different content posts that we've made that have caused us to need to argue from a position of authority. So for example, a video that I created with an abortion argument, so many people will comment and say, how dare you force a woman to give birth to a child that came about because she was sexually assaulted? That's so cruel. And they will like to use these toxic empathy arguments that, of course, it's horrible that a sexual assault resulted in a pregnancy. I'm not in any way negating the trauma of that incident or the heartbreak of those circumstances. However, again, our authority has to be scripture. And because man is made in the image of God, we referenced this in the Fall of Man episode, that God breathed life into the nostrils of Adam, that we are eternal beings. We have souls. We will live for eternity somewhere. And we have emotion. We have intellect. We have will. We have the ability to reason, to feel things, to make decisions. Those are all God characteristics that we are given that make us unique and set apart from animals. And because of that, from the moment of conception, and science confirms this, and scripture affirms this as well in Psalm 139 and other places, that at the moment of conception, you have a unique individual. who has an emotion, an intellect, a will, a unique image bearer with DNA code that will never exist again and has never existed. Completely set apart, completely special. And what an abortion argument uses is because this little person is so little at the earliest stages of development, it doesn't have the right to live. If it is inconveniencing the mother, because the mother is the one carrying the baby, she should have the right to terminate the pregnancy, is the language that they like to use. In realistic language, it's murder the baby. Not terminate the pregnancy, it's murder the baby. And so what we see from a biblical perspective on the issue of abortion, that we at Self-Evident are not anti-abortion. We are not pro-abolition of abortion simply because the conservative movement is pro-abolition of abortion, which even in some cases, there is leeway given in a lot of states for that. We are against abortion because God is against abortion. That is our higher authority argument, that we are not simply against abortion because it hurts a human being. Because what I've seen a lot with man on the street interviews, that many people who are pro-abortion will openly admit that the baby is a baby, that it is a human baby, and that, you know what, the mom still has the right to kill it anyway. So what do you do in a situation like that where someone openly admits that, yes, I know it's a human being, I know it's a baby, and I don't care? What do you do with someone like that? And that's the answer that I have. Well, you need to argue from a position of authority, that that human being is worthy of protection and value, not simply because it's a member of the human race, but because it's a member of a human race, it is an image bearer of God. And no one has the right to take an image bearer's life. And so that is why we at Self-Evident are anti-abortion. It's not simply because they're a human being, but because they are a human being, they're made in the image of God. They have unique value and dignity and worth. And people who are pro-abortion will one day stand before God and give an answer as to the lives that they took, the ideologies that they presented, and the ideologies that they pushed. And again, we can apply this to the transgender movement, that so often with, again, toxic empathy, people will use the sob stories of not feeling comfortable, a man or a woman not feeling comfortable in their own body, and how at peace they felt once they started taking hormone procedure medications, once they started getting gender-affirming surgeries, that they felt so much more at peace with their body when they started to alter it. And what we see, the biggest argument against this is not biology, although biology affirms God's word that, yes, you physically cannot become a woman if you are a man, you physically cannot become a man if you are a woman. But ultimately, God created mankind with gender. And we see this in Genesis chapter 1, that in the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. That gender is actually associated with our status as image bearers. And so God very much so cares about our bodies. He cares what we do with them. 1 Corinthians 6 tells us that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who we have from God. We are not our own. We are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. And one of the heresies that was taught in the early church, and we are seeing aspects of this in the culture today, is Gnosticism, that your body doesn't matter. Only the spirit matters. And this ideology, this heresy, is so damaging because it so undervalues the body. And what the transgender movement is doing is undervaluing the bodies that we have been designed with, that we have been given, that actually Christianity has a higher value on the body than they do. And Nancy Piercy, in her books, has beautifully pointed this out, that we actually are the ones that are valuing the body. They are the ones that are devaluing the body, that God created us with gender, and gender very much so matters to God. And this is why we oppose any legislation, any ideology that undervalues the biblical nature of the body, that undervalues the reality of the mind-body connection, to think that you can be a woman in your spirit, but a man in your body. That just doesn't happen. That's not true. And that the ultimate answer to people who struggle with gender dysphoria, who actually struggle with this mind-body connection, is not to alter their body, but it's actually to reconcile their mind with their body. And this can only happen through counseling that points them to truth. And again, truth is found in scripture. It's found in God's word of what God says about the body, how valuable it is, how beautiful it is, how perfectly he designed it. And we as believers, our argument against these crazy ideas that a man can become a woman is no. God created your body just the way it is, how it is, just as he designed it to be. There is nothing wrong with your body. In fact, your gender matters to God. And what you need is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You need your mind and your body to be reconciled to each other. You need your heart to be reconciled back to God. And so I hope that these two issues that I'm presenting of abortion and transgender ideology and how we have applied man's sinful nature to them, of how we are naturally bent to do things our own way in the issue of abortion, of it's not convenient to me to be pregnant, or I have too many kids, or I can't afford it, or I just don't want it. Our natural bent is to do things our own way. We don't find reconciliation with our body instead of running to God. We in our rebellion want to run to our own solutions of hormone therapies and gender surgeries and all of these dangerous and harmful things instead of acknowledging God's authority over our life. And this is why Self-Evident is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. The self-evident truths that we are speaking are not common sense truths, although, yes, they spring from common sense. The self-evident truths that we are speaking are stemming from the truth in God's word, where it says that his character has been made plain to us, Romans 1, that what we know of God is clear when we look at the sky, when we look at the birds, that we have a creator, we have a designer, we have someone who has ordered the world to work a certain way. Those are the self-evident truths that we are speaking, that we are pointing to. It's not America's truth. It's not 1950s social truth. It's God's truth. So I hope this episode was helpful in further divulging why Self-Evident has the positions that it does on these issues, why we post so much on a higher authority argument on the issues of abortion and transgenderism and the like, that we argue from a position of authority, because ultimately, if you do not argue from God's word, if you don't argue from a position of authority, all you have at the end of the day is just an opinion. With that being said, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.